Tick, tick.
Toodles.
Ah! Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman every single night from 8 to 11.
Yeah, man.
That's all we ask.
3 hours a night is all we ask right after Tom Likas.
Yeah.
We're on from 8 until 11, as Tim said. And if you'd like to email us, go to our website, won't you? ConwayandWhitman.com.
I was listening to a Loveline for a second there last night on John and Jeff commercial break.
I was, too.
And that Dr. Drew was promoting a pill that makes your penis longer?
I didn't hear that segment. I actually heard the segment where they mentioned us. They were so nice. Stryker was talking about the lottery. Remember you brought up the lottery story?
Oh, yeah. How could you not? By the way, that rolled over.
After taxes, it's like $134 million. And actually, I heard of it. A couple of guys, Conway and Whitman, were talking about it. And then and he goes, "Those guys are so funny, man." And then Dr. Drew said, "I've been on their show," and Stryker said he heard me do an impression of him, and I always drove off the road.
Let's have Stryker on.
I would love to have Stryker on. Book Stryker. Please book Stryker.
All right, Jerry.
Gina?
I may have misheard the show last night, but I thought that he was promoting a pill that makes your penis bigger. I don't know.
No,
maybe I was wrong.
I think, Tim, if that's a problem, I think that you and Jennifer, there's a lot of stores in the valley you could go to.
I've been looking for one forever to make it smaller. I can't find the pill.
Just get a pump.
I've had a reduction operation twice.
Right, because it was just getting in the way of...
First time, they didn't take enough off.
Really? Well,
that's an old Steckler joke, by the way. I'd like to give him credit
for
that. All right. It is time for the news, everybody, with Robin, man.
Now, C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
All right, Robin, what's happening in the news, little buddy?
So many things, little buddy. Well, first of all, the former First Lady...
Robin?
Sorry, I think I just had a minor stroke. Where was I?
Brian gave Robin a nude picture of Danny Bonaducci. Well, she started news.
Stay tuned.
You got very hot there.
That's worth hearing again, the pause.
You got like a hot flash there.
Oh, I think I need a cool glass of water.
This happened less than a minute ago. And yeah. Jerry, you know how to replay that, right?
Yeah, let's hear this again. Pause. It's great.
I know. I'm recording it right now.
No, you're not recording.
No, where you just flip back.
You can flip it back. Like Randy knows how to push a button and it plays back.
My God, Randy.
Plays the post.
Randy knows everything.
You can't
do that? I've never heard of that.
You don't know.
Hold on. I'll ask for my name.
Oh, Bubbo.
You know nothing.
Well, I'm recording it on the replay.
I know, but we want to do it now. We don't want to record it for later.
Randy knows everything.
Here.
You know nothing.
Randy, can you do that for him? Oh, Bubbo. And that's probably already over.
I just had a minor stroke.
No, it's over. God. I got it right now, though.
I know. You got it right now.
You got it right now for the next time we do it.
Ugh, Jerry. You got to go to board op school. Is there board op school?
Yes, it is taught every day by...
That's not taught.
Board op.
B-O-U? Yeah,
okay.
School
right.
is taught by the man who's on the board before you, Keith. He teaches it.
Finally broke him down. He said he sucks. All right, what's happening in the news, Robin?
Well, the former First Lady suffered another bruising night Tuesday, badly losing the Wisconsin primary and the Hawaii caucuses to Barack Obama.
Uh-oh.
The Illinois senator has now crushed Clinton in 10 straight contests.
Let's watch the language.
And here we have audio of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton attempting to start a group chant and... Well, failing, quite frankly. H-245.
All right, H-245. Hill dog's flaming out, man. I think the dog's done.
We need an agenda that people are excited about again in America.
Amen.
We need to believe that we can, we will solve our problems. Now, I believe that we can set those big goals again. I know we can. Yes, we will. 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 And here's what we will do together.
Wow, couldn't get the crowd going.
She stayed in rhythm, though. You know,
yes, we will.
I saw Bill.
No, they won't.
I saw. Well, yeah, they might. I saw her husband, the former president of these United States, a great American president who I believe history will judge as one of the greatest, standing in front of a big flag, speaking very quietly, almost as if he were at a funeral. And he said to a group in Texas, very solemnly, he said,
Now it comes down. It does. It comes down to you. I think that if she can win in Texas and she can win in Ohio, she can be the nominee. If she doesn't, I don't think she can.
He's on board now with everybody.
Right, so he's
huh?
coming around to the I don't think she can, but I know she can. And look, and nothing against Senator Obama. And by the way, Tim, stay out of this because you're not even a Democrat. Nothing against Senator Obama. We live in a world that is perhaps more dangerous than it's ever been.
Sure.
We need somebody with experience. And sure, not everybody had, John F. Kennedy didn't have all the experience in the world before he became president. But we live at a dangerous time. We need somebody who knows the ropes in Washington, who can legislate reform, who knows how to do it, who's been there. We need somebody like Hillary Clinton. We, with all due respect to Barack Obama, who I really like and who I believe one day will be president. I believe one day
In about 6 months.
I believe I will vote for Barack Obama for president. At some point in the future. But right now, we need Hillary and Bill, and really we need Bill a lot.
Get out of here, dude. This could be the end. Hey, by the way, Obama's chant is "Yes, we can," right?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
If he loses in November, do they change it to "Thought we could"?
Hey, see the story today about your guy banging the lobbyist?
My guy's Barack Obama.
Oh, God, he's such a phony. John McCain, who you voted for, that's why I thought he was your guy.
Well, and I had to vote Republican. I'm in the Republican Party.
So who are you going to vote for? Obama,
yeah.
Over McCain?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. McCain's a fraud.
Oh, see, you've been. Oh, see, that's right. You listen to whatever Hannity says. I forgot. That's right. You listen to all those guys.
I have determined that there's other talk show hosts. Hey, listen, dude, you shouldn't bag on Hannity. You use his audience to make a ton of money on the CDs and the DVDs.
You always get
and then
on
you
me.
Bag and then you bag on Sean Hannity.
I never bag on Sean Hannity.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You always say that he like is just repeating. The Republican line.
I tell him that.
No, dude, you and like anything that a Republican says, you're like, oh, you're just repeating what Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh
said. But it's true. Sean Hannity is a leader in that field.
He's saying what all the other guys say. They all get together. Sean Hannity's part of that group.
No, all the other guys say what Sean and Rush say. That's the case. Sean Hannity is on.
I see. So Sean's an idiot. If my statement's wrong, then Sean is wrong.
Excuse me? Sean's on five.
Sean's a good friend of yours. If I repeat something Sean says, isn't that a compliment to Sean Hannity?
Can I say something, or would you prefer?
Is that a compliment to Sean Hannity?
Would you prefer to work without a partner tonight, or can I say something?
All right, go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will go ahead. Sean Hannity is on 500 radio stations.
Right.
He is my friend. He has a lot of power. There are a lot of smaller wannabe Sean Hannitys. In the radio industry.
Right.
I've worked with them who repeat everything Sean and Rush Limbaugh say every day. And for Rush Limbaugh and John McCain, for Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, John McCain is not conservative enough. So it's very.
So no Republican has an original thought. It's all Sean Hannity's.
There are an awful lot of people in this country, I do believe. And it's on the other side, too. It's just that liberal talk radio doesn't have the power, who are spoon-fed by...
That's an easy way to get out of the argument, that you're just repeating something somebody else said.
Now, do you want me to say I don't like my friend because I've been on tour with Sean, and yeah, I've made a little money off of him, and with him we've made money together.
But you trash his whole audience.
No, I don't trash his whole audience.
You do.
No, I don't do that.
Well, you trash Republicans, and that's his audience.
You said, I see. So I can't make political commentary because my friend. Wait a minute.
But you make
so
money because, off but, that audience.
Because my friend is a popular conservative commentator,
right.
I can never say a nasty thing or a critical thing about Republicans.
But you make money off that audience,
and then
you turn around and trash him.
And by the way, my friend, when I do the when I do the live shows with Sean Hannity, when I'm introduced to the crowd, he always says, "By the way, Brian's a liberal."
Right.
Yeah. So there's no secret.
Nobody really cares.
I'm not trying to be secretive.
All right. But when somebody has like an original thought
and I don't like it when you constantly say that that I'm somehow betraying my friendship or abusing my friendship. I don't need the money that bad to backstab a friend. My friendships are far important than the money I make off my friend Sean Hannity, who I've known, by the way, for 12 years before he was famous. He was my friend, and he's the same guy today as he was 12 years ago, and I resent that I somehow am sneaky and say nasty things about him. That is totally
untrue. I never said that, you idiot.
You suggested it, and don't call me an idiot.
You're a moron.
I love Funyuns.
All right, let's continue with the news with Rob, and you're so difficult to deal with.
Well, no, you started it, Tim.
You really have been getting more difficult to deal with on a daily basis.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with your life.
You want to give me another example?
Yeah,
like, yesterday, what did I do yesterday?
You're a high maintenance guy, and I'm finding it tough to keep up with the maintenance.
All right, and then I'll leave. Would you like me to leave?
No, I don't want you to leave. I just want you to be less maintenance, less high maintenance.
You started this discussion about Sean Hannity. Well, I said his name first, but then you jumped on me.
Right, because anytime somebody says something, it's like, you're just repeating what Sean Hannity said. Like, and nobody can have an original thought other than Sean Hannity, right?
If I suggested that. That's not what I intended to suggest. It is true, however, that there are an awful lot of people in our country who get their politics from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Whatever Rush and Sean says is gospel because their fans are so loyal that whatever these guys say the listeners buy into their commentary. That's not an insult to Rush Limbaugh, who's also a very nice guy, or Sean Hannity. That's just a reality. And anybody who doesn't recognize that, the Republican Party considers as part of its base talk radio. That's part of its base.
I understand that.
So I'm not making this stuff up.
I know, but for you to say you just repeat what Sean Hannity says. Gives the impression that you think what Sean Hannity says is half lies and half truths.
Never said that.
So it's all true?
I never, ever said that.
Sean Hannity's not a liar, right?
I'm high maintenance. Of course Sean Hannity's not a liar.
So everything he says is true.
I never suggested.
All right, but let me ask you.
I have differences. Look, Tim, let me tell you something. I've known Sean Hannity for 12 years. I used to work with him. I've had every political debate you can imagine with the guy one-on-one, face-to-face. So believe me, I'm more than capable of having a debate with Sean Hannity about policy issues. There are differences and distinctions, legitimate differences that people have.
Shut up, Brian.
That I have with Sean, for example.
Robert, please.
I have legitimate differences.
Please.
I have legitimate differences with Sean. He is not a liar. We just disagree sometimes.
Brian.
But not all the time.
All right. All right, Robin, let's get back to the news here. What else is happening?
Oh, so many things. First, I'm just going to hand this over to Brian.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, well.
This is a naked picture of Danny Bonaducci going around the studio here.
I don't want to be shown photos of naked coworkers, if you don't mind.
Then I'll put mine back in the car.
All right.
Well, Michelle Obama, wife of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, is taking heat for something she said Monday at a Milwaukee rally. She said something to the effect of, "For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of this country." This comment has been met with a good amount of flack, and we have the clip of Ms. Obama making her proclamation. 0163.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback.
It's an outrageous statement. It's an outrageous statement. Was she proud of her country when firefighters ran into buildings that people were running out of? Was she proud of her country when this country went to Bosnia and liberated people and ended genocide there? Was she proud of her country, when the Civil Rights Act was passed? I don't know how young she is. Was she proud of her country then?
I don't know. I guess not. She's developed a pride.
She's only proud of her country because we're there because a segment of the country is voting for her husband. That's an outrageous statement to make.
I think she did that while she was measuring for drapes in the Oval Office.
Oh, so you're still
gonna,
once again, you are absolutely right.
You're still going to vote for her?
Yeah, I think so.
You going to vote for them after that?
I think so.
Yeah, you only get proud. You're only proud for America. You only have pride in America when it's votes for your husband to be president. What an outrage. If Hillary Clinton said that, if Bill Clinton, now I just say this, if Bill Clinton made that exact statement last night, had Hillary Clinton won those primaries and caucuses, they would be dragging Bill Clinton over flaming hot coals today. And that is a fact, and anyone with a brain knows it.
Yeah, well, he would also be insulting himself because he was president for 8 years. He would have never said that. Right.
Well, I don't know why him being president, but I would hope he would never say it. I would hope no one would ever. It's a ridiculous statement. I can't imagine why any adult, why a mother with two children, is this how she talks around the house? I mean, is this the kind of talk that around the Obama house, the lack of pride in America? It's a disgrace. Has she apologized yet?
Not just yet.
No. Sure, we'll do get... you know her, Robin?
We've met. I had no problem with her at the time. She was lovely, very well-spoken, charming woman.
All right, here it is again if you missed it.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback.
How old is she? Was she 18?
Stop looking at me like that, Brian.
I don't know how old she is. I think she's in her 40s.
For the first time in her adult life, she's proud of the country. Wow. She spent a lot of years where there was no pride going on.
Well, believe me, a lot has happened in this country during her lifetime that should make her proud. Was she proud of her country when it freed Kuwait?
See, you know what? That's why these guys running for president have got to tell their wives, just stop talking. Mm-hmm. Let me do the speaking. I have a great rapport with this audience. I'll get up there with the yes. Oh, yes, we can him to death, right into the Oval Office. But you keep opening that trap, baby. We'll be back in Chicago.
Her statement is an outrage, and if she doesn't apologize for it, he needs to have the balls, if he wants to be president of the United States, to apologize for the statement on his own.
Yes, we can. All right. What else is happening in the news, Rob?
Well, drug hitmen have killed a popular Mexican singer, along with his manager and assistant on Wednesday. The latest murder among musicians who sing, I hope I get this right, narcorrido ballads. They glorify drug traffickers.
Oh, man.
Yes, and here is exclusive audio from the latest shooting, which took place at a stadium at a concert.
M187. Look at that.
Oh, God.
There they go.
Ernie Anderson was there.
Yeah, everybody
was
there.
At the very end, Ernie Anderson must have been in another car. I know he's passed away.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that group. What's the name of the group?
The
singer?
The singer is a man who, you know, it's very hard to pronounce. It's Jesus Ray David Alfaro, known also as the Little Rooster.
Was he popular down there?
Very popular.
Oh yeah, he's top on the charts.
Too bad.
Oh, you know it.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, Hasbro Incorporated on Wednesday today said it signed a 6-year deal with Universal Pictures for the film company to make a movie based on the well-known Monopoly game. The film is set to open sometime this summer, and we have exclusive audio from the much-anticipated trailer for Monopoly the Movie, M450.
All right, M450, Monopoly the Movie.
In a world dominated by dice and real estate.
You know, I gotta be honest with you, I'm developing multi-million dollar real estate on both Boardwalk and Park Place.
One man rises up against the odds and tries to take on Mr. Moneybags.
Boys, I'm telling you, the only way we're gonna get to Pacific Avenue is if we take that goddamn Pennsylvania Railroad.
And one misstep can land you in jail.
I'm not going to jail. I'm passing go. I'm collecting my goddamn $200.
Jack Nicholson as Scotty Dog.
Oh, I'm a dog now? Woof, woof.
Jennifer Tilly as the Thimble.
Care to take a peek at my community chest? Everybody else has.
And introducing Donald Trump in his major motion picture debut as Mr. Moneybags.
You know, the Mr. Moneybags organization has taken down a lot of the low-end properties down by Baltic Avenue. You know that? And we're building giant factories that produce only Philip Van Heusen shirts and ties. Shirts and ties, shirts and ties. All by Philip Van Heusen.
This summer, take a chance on Monopoly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moneybags, but I'm not paying a park on the goddamn boardwalk.
Monopoly.
Monopoly the movie. It's bigger than the game of life. It's bigger than Yahtzee. It's bigger than Pictionary. It's bigger than Balderdash. It's bigger than Hungry Hungry Hippos. It's bigger than Candyland. It's bigger than Uno. It's bigger than Trivial Pursuit. This really is an unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime.
Jesus, he goes on and on.
Well, he really does. He's kind of... just.
I won't stop,
he
man.
He really is excessive.
Building Van Heusen factories at Baltic?
Yeah, well, I think they're taking
for
down
cheap real estate.
Some of the low-end properties, yeah.
Ah, Bubbo.
Sure. Yeah, it should. It looks like a real drama, like a real movies movie. You know, like
I think it could be in the running for the Oscars.
Well, you know, you don't want to jinx it, but...
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, Robin with the news, everybody.
From the America Mile in Los Angeles, Robin with the news.
Robin, you forgot the
forgot the penthouse
with Danny Bonaducci's name.
Let me see that penthouse. Let me see that. What is that? This month's issue. All right, if you look at this month's issue of Penthouse,
oh God,
is it this month or next month? When is it? March of 08. Next month. It's out now. And on page 55, Danny Bonaducci is naked, holding a guitar.
Mm.
And then
he's covered with
bitch. We entertain.
And then page 56, he's nude again, man.
Says you.
What up, homie?
There he goes. Oh boy. All right, man.
Are there any chicks in this month's edition of Penthouse?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I think they've.
No, it does matter.
They flipped the switch.
Have they changed the whole magazine?
Yeah, boy. All right. Well, there you go. Okay. And guy's nude, man.
Oh, boy.
He's sitting there. There you go.
No, thank you, Tim.
Come on, dude. There you go.
No, thank you. Put it up.
I didn't even want to touch it. You're so crazy.
It's being handed around here like it has cooties. You know, everybody's throwing it to the next guy.
All right, Bonaducci's nude, and we're on live on 97.1 Free FM.